Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo and Derek, a.k.a. Chapstick from Family Force 5. Good morning. Now, do you prefer to be called Derek or Chapstick?
Well, I heard you kind of chuckle when you said Chapstick. So if I'm losing credibility, let's go with Derek.
Okay.
Know, either one's fine. I'm not going to be offended either way.
We could do Chapstick, too, if that's like the...
That can make it more mysterious.
The European pronunciation.
I love Chapstick, though. I'm a Chapstickaholic, so there you go. I love you.
Well, thanks. That's actually why I have the name. I'm addicted to balms and lip moisturizers, and it's kind of a silly thing, but it's great.
Derek, we're super excited to see you guys at the Rock and Worship Road Show here in New Orleans this weekend. If someone has never heard Family Force 5 play, kind of enlighten them. What can they expect? How would you describe... It's not easy to peg Family Force 5 into a genre.
Yeah, well, I am going to recycle some words that I've read about us before. Somebody said it was like five ADD kids who broke into the Red Bull truck and forgot to take their Ritalin, and that was kind of funny. Somebody else said like putting firecrackers in your mouth, which, it's just a fun party, you know. Those are a little extreme, but yeah, it is. It's definitely a dancey experience and hopefully full of joy and full of a lot of fun. We do a lot of laughing on stage, and there's a very tongue-in-cheek, certainly, like in terms of some of like the over-the-top rock moves that we're always doing, but we're spinning guitars around our heads and doing splits and our ninja kick crazy stuff on stage and just having a great time, and usually got some people with some funny costumes dancing with us, so it's always a good time.
I'll be honest, I love the evolution of Family Force 5 over the years, but in my heart of hearts, the best you guys could ever possibly be is the first album, Business Up Front, Party in the Back, because it is just ridiculous fun.
Well, good. Well, I hope to prove you, that to make something that you like even more in the future. But
you do.
Awesome.
Like, you guys have gotten better, but like it was that that perfect moment of like, this is ridiculous and nobody else is doing this right now, and I love it.
Cool. Thank you so much. If we ever work with like producers or new people, they're always kind of like unsure what to expect, and there's so many moments that they're like, wait a minute. We're laughing, but you're seriously going to put that on the song? And we're like, yeah, of course, if we're laughing. And they're like, that's awesome. We never get to do stuff like this. So we always have a great time and run around the studio. And often our litmus test is like, we'll bring in like a three-year-old and, somebody's kids. And if they start dancing and just like having a good time, then we're like, I think this is going to work, That's kind of a good judge.
That's awesome.
That's the best test that you could ever take, for sure.
Yeah, they're really honest people,
Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. And in case you're just tuning in, we've got Derek with us from Family Force 5. They're going to be at the Rock and Worship Road Show March 18th, this Friday night. $10 at the door to see Family Force 5, Jeremy Camp, Mandisa, The Newsboys, Danny Gokey, and more. It's going to be crazy fun.
Mm-hmm. So, Derek, I actually went on your guys' website, and can you please explain to me the meaning behind the pizza shirt that says, this is my year? I totally love pizza, and I think I'm going to need this shirt, but can I buy them at the Rock and Worship Roadshow? That would be so cool.
Yeah, totally. We definitely have a pizza shirt. We have a donut shirt. I don't know. I mean, just kind of like playing with the lighthearted silliness of the generation that we grew up in. I feel like when we were kids, like everything was like, especially like Ninja Turtles and stuff, like pizza was like just the coolest thing. And a pizza party, like if you were at school and your teacher was like, hey, we're having a pizza party, like it was just like, oh my gosh, we did this thing ever. I don't know. I mean, we just thought it was kind of ironic and silly. And, the reality is somebody came up with a great design and that had a donut in it, and we're like, okay, this is amazing. Let's make a pizza one too. You can get it at the road show, and come on, and we'll eat some za with you.
So you got to have pizza and donuts at the same time. You can't just have them separate, right?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of a health nerd, and so I don't often eat either of those items. But whenever I do, if I could eat them at the same time, that sounds like the best cheat day of all time.
Right.
So if you're looking for Derek's clothing line at the Rock and Worship Roadshow, it'll be the shirt with a piece of kale on it.
Yeah.
It's not as possible.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo and Derek from Family Force 5, a.k.a. Chapstick, hanging out with us this morning. Now, we've had a lot of fun talking about some, you know, some serious things about leading up to the concert, about your music. Now we're going to get into the really, really deep stuff. I mean, hard-hitting questions, the type of journalistic integrity that you can only get in Christian radio. It is the it's the Life Songs Lightning Round. Simple questions, you rapid-fire the answer back, okay?
Eschatology.
Good one. Good job. Hermeneutics.
Okay. Here's your first question. Train or plane?
Plane if you have elite status, but train if you don't.
Beach or mountains?
Ooh, beach. I love both, but the ultimate is Malibu because you got beach and mountain. My favorite.
Coke or Pepsi?
Neither. I probably haven't had a soda in 8 or 9 years.
Really? Wow. Seafood or steak?
I love both, but I'm going steak. Got to have a steak every now and again.
Okay, aquarium or zoo?
Probably aquarium. It seems a little less cruel. And
Six Flags or Disney World?
Disney. There's something magical about Space Mountain and Disney. Just awesome. The Pirates of the Caribbean? How can you go against that?
Right? History or science?
I would go with science, although I always got better grades in history, but I'm obsessed with like Radio Lab and this podcast that's all about science. Like, yeah, science.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars, not even questionably close.
Favorite Star Wars movies, and we're not going to count the prequels. You have four movies to pick from.
I'm going to go with Return of the Jedi. I thought that one was really awesome.
It's a good one.
My fave as well. Target or Walmart?
Target.
Or I guess really in your band's case, the 1987 JCPenney catalog.
That was a really, I'll take that as a compliment. That
was a favorite band that you've toured with so far this year?
Oh, man, well, we've only done one tour this year, so you're putting, some of these guys might hear me say this. I'm going to go with Jeremy Camp because him and his band are some of our favorite peeps that we just, and we love his kids, and I'm going to go with them, but man, Newsboys are pretty close up there, too. There's a whole bunch of good ones, I'm sure.
Batman or Superman?
Batman. No contest. Way cooler. Way better music, too. The music from Batman movies is just always, like the Danny Elfman stuff.
And, yes.
And then Hans Zimmer and the Dark Knight stuff, that's awesome.
You mean, wah. Wah. For 3.5 hours.
That is what I mean, and I love that. Yeah.
Sweet or salty?
I'm usually more of a salty guy. I like savory, as they would say on the flights. Sweet or savory?
All right. Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Man, I used to be like super into all of them. I'm really not into much of them anymore. But I would go Twitter because I think my problem with it. Every now and again, someone will say something that's like life changing. Like it'll be something so profound that it should be resounding in the rest of history. Mm-hmm. But it'll be on Twitter for like 10 seconds, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, that was incredible!" And then like it's gone. That's why I don't like those things. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, you can lose out on some really great wisdom, but the flip side is you can also get past a lot of really awful nonsense quickly too.
Which happens a lot more often.
All right, last question. I'm going to let JoJo do this one because I don't understand it.
Okay, Chapstick or Carmex?
Oh, come on. I mean, do I really even have to answer that? Chapstick, of course.
I thought it would be fun to throw that one in.
Well, congratulations. You did it.
Well, we can't wait
guys,
to see.
Guys, I'm not
going to lie. Go ahead.
That was a little deep.
Yeah, yeah. It's surprising how far down a rabbit hole you can go with some of these questions.
It's fun, though. I like it.
Well, we can't wait to see you and all the other members of Family Force 5 at the Rock and Worship Roadshow March 18th at the UNO Lakefront Arena. And thank you so much, Derek, for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time and your fun. You guys obviously, you know, did some prep. Those were some good questions.
We're prepared.
We really are looking forward to hanging out. Mm-hmm. And so have fun between now and then, but save the best stuff for New Orleans.
We will, absolutely. Nola, well, thank you guys, and we'll definitely see you there. Come say hello.
We will,
for sure.